This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade is denying allegations that his two coffee shops failed to repay its debts. Mobolade blames a former business partner. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The two lawsuits stem from close to $100,000 of food purchased by the Wild Goose and Good Neighbors Meeting House back in 2018. Food distributor Shamrock Foods is suing Mobolade and his former business partner, Russ Ware. In a response from his lawyer, Mobolade says Ware, quote, engaged in a pattern of fraud and deceit, stealing funds from the business. Ware was also part owner of a Latin fusion restaurant called Epiphany that closed in 2022 following allegations Ware had misused funds. Mayor Mobolade is no longer involved in operating the two cafes, as required by city charter. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Pueblo's homicide rate has caught the attention of the federal government. CPR's Allison Sherry reports there has been 11 homicides so far this year.
Pueblo's homicide rate has been spiking since 2019. It's higher than its northern neighbor El Paso County and any metro area county, including Denver. Colorado's special agent in charge at the Federal Bureau of Investigation spoke to reporters on Tuesday and said they were ready to help local law enforcement fight and solve these crimes. Pueblo's mayor also issued an order relaxing some civil service rules to make it easier to hire law enforcement officers more quickly, including those from other agencies. The mayor cited drug trafficking and gang violence to reporters on Tuesday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Girls flag football is now an officially sanctioned high school sport in the state after a two-year pilot program. Colorado joins 10 other states in recognizing girls flag football as an official high school sport. This is CPR News and KRCC.